verse number 15. When you have it, we're going to ask you to stand. And the word of God says, "And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." Pause for a moment as we pray and ask God to bless us in the ministry of the word. Father, we thank you for your word this morning that sharp as a two-edged sword. And God, we give you praise as we come before your people today. And we ask you in the name of Jesus that we decrease, that you would bring forth increase. We bind hindrances and distractions, God, that your word may come forth with clarity, power, and authority. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We're in a series entitled Understanding. You may be seated. We're in a series entitled Understanding Kingdom Finances. And I have two more messages that I will be sharing with the body of Christ. This is the first of the second, and we're going to entitle this, How to Be a Blessing to Your Pastor. Now, if you have need a Bible, Sister Cheryl's more than willing to get one for you so that you can follow along in the Word of God. And I'm going to ask if you have something to write with, that you would take down some notes, because I'm going to be sharing some things with you that I believe that you're going to want to remember and that God wants you to hear. Amen?
Amen.
All right, I want to start off and share two critical things that I want you to understand if you want to be a blessing to your pastor. The first thing that I want you to understand is what it means to be a blessing. So if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. Webster's Dictionary defines blessing as to bring one joy. And so when you're a blessing to your pastor, I want you to understand that your actions, what you're doing, what you're saying, brings me joy. Am I doing all right so far?
Amen.
Second thing I want you to understand before we get into this message is what a pastor is.
All right.
A pastor, according to Jeremiah 3:15, is a man or a woman that has been selected by God to give you knowledge and understanding of his words. I'm going to repeat that. Two things. A pastor is a man or a woman of God that has been selected by God to give you knowledge and understanding of his words. So if the pastor that you're sitting under is not giving you knowledge of the word of God, and you don't have understanding of the word that he's teaching and he's preaching to you week after week, then he's not fulfilling his role as a pastor. Am I making that clear?
Yes.
What kind of knowledge are we talking about? As a pastor, I am charged to enlighten you that, number one, the wages of sin is death.
That's right.
But the gift of God is eternal life. A lot of people don't know that if they do not get right with God, then they stand being judged by God and being sent to a place known as hell.
Amen.
That's knowledge of the word. It's in the Bible. I'm a pastor. I'm supposed to teach you that. Some people don't know about tithing, about offering, about the different things about how churches are run and how churches are administrated. That's knowledge that I'm supposed to give you because I'm a pastor.
That's right. That's right.
And if you don't have understanding of the Bible and the knowledge that's in the Bible, then I'm not doing my job as of a pastor, and I'm not worthy to be blessed.
Come on.
Am I doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Now, I've broken this lesson into two parts with two different perspectives. I'm going to talk from one perspective this week and the second perspective next week, because some of you may think that I'm going a direction that I'm really not. So let's look at 1 Corinthians. We're going to be turning to a lot of scriptures. The only time you can cheat in church is if you don't know where the chapter is that I'm asking you to turn to, is look in your index. That's what it's there for. 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse number 11. I want everybody to get this. I'm going to slow walk this morning. Is that all right? Because I want you to get the word of God in your spirit so that you can have understanding. And you can understand why we do the things that we do.
Amen.
And understand the protocol and the order when it comes to being a blessing to a pastor.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 11. The Bible says, if we, pastors, have sown in unto you spiritual things, it is a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things. So in order for you to be a blessing to me carnally, I must first be a blessing to you spiritually.
Amen.
Now what are carnal things? Carnal things are materialistic things. Cars, money, homes, clothes, etc., etc. Those are carnal things that come along with the blessings of a pastor. But I'm not qualified to receive those things unless I first sow into you the spiritual things.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
If you are at other churches, a lot of pastors mix this up because their focus is on the carnal things. And God cannot bless pastors like that because they have not followed the order of God. The order of God is we release unto you spiritually, then you release unto us carnally.
Amen.
So I have no right to even be worthy of being in a position to be blessed by you if I have not first sown in the spiritual things to your life.
Amen.
And that's what I'm doing today. I'm sowing spiritual things into you so that you can have understanding of the process of God and the principles of God and how this thing works.
Amen?
Amen? I could just have an offering and say, let's raise $500 for the pastor, or let's do A, B, C, and D, but you wouldn't have understanding about that. And we would never do that, but sometimes you see that in Christendom, and you see that in churches, but you don't have an understanding of why that's going on. But in this church, thank God for the anointing that's on your pastor's life, because he teaches you the word of God with simplicity and with clarity.
Amen.
All right. I'm going to share five key ways with you that you can be a blessing to your pastor. Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 9. 2 Kings is in the Old Testament. You have Psalms, and then right behind Psalms, you'll see 2 Kings chapter 4, verse number 9. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passes by us continually. So the first way that you can be a blessing to your pastor is by perception. You cannot be a blessing to me if you do not perceive me as a man of God. Look at the verbiage in this text. Behold now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God. There was something about Elijah that made this woman see him than more than just an average man. There was something about him that was different than all the other men that passed by him. And she had to perceive it in her spirit. And in order for you to be a blessing to me, you have to perceive that I'm a man of God. I can't pray perception on you. Hello. I can't teach perception to you. You in your spirit have got to receive that this person that stands before you week after week, month after month, have been anointed by the Holy Spirit to preach the word of God into your spirit, man, and he's a holy man of God.
Amen.
Am I doing all right?
Amen.
So the first thing is perception. If you do not perceive me as a man of God, then all I am to you is the preacher. The brother that talks every Sunday morning.
Amen.
The guy that runs the church.
That's
That's right.
I've been introduced as, this is my preacher, the Rev. I'm not just your preacher, the Rev. I'm your pastor.
That is right.
I've been anointed by God to speak into your life concerning the things of God. But if you never perceive that, there's no way you can be a blessing to me because I'm just like the next man.
Come on, that's good.
Am I doing all right?
Yes,
you've got to understand that there is a difference between me and somebody else.
That's right.
But I can't put that in your spirit. You have to perceive it yourself. So the first thing is perception. Let's look at Hebrews 13 and 7. Second thing, second way that you can be a blessing to your pastor is through obedience. Hebrews 13 and 17. Hebrews is back towards the end of the New Testament. Obey them. I want you to see this now. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your what?
Souls.
As they must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable to you. So the second way that you can be a blessing, see, if I was sitting in another church, they would think I'm talking about money. It ain't even got nothing to do with that. Now, we're going to deal with that next week. There is a level of that. But if you don't understand the spiritual principles first, then there's no way you can understand the second portion that comes with the pastor's blessings.
Come on. Amen.
So the second way is through obedience. I'm not referring to lordship where I become a taskmaster or something cultic where, you know, I'm asking y'all to drink the juice. I'm not talking about that. Any cash in all your 401k. Leave your husband, move away to California, spend the rest of your life in a cave. I'm not talking about that crazy stuff.
That's right.
But I'm talking about obedience to the word of God that I preach to you week after week, month after month, year after year. Because what you have to understand in order to be a blessing to me is that you obey that, because it's just like God himself steps out of heaven and speaks the word of God into your spirit, man. The second thing that you have to understand is that as a pastor, I have to give an account for your soul.
That's right. Amen.
This is so deep and heavy that a lot of y'all don't really understand that. There will come a day when I stand before God and God will say, how many were a part of your church?
Come on.
And he will name everyone and I will have to account for your souls.
That's right.
And the Bible says that it's profitable if I can speak good of you.
That's right.
Am I doing all right?
Amen.
But it's unprofitable to you if I have to do it with grief.
Oh, Lord.
How is Sister Joan? Well, Lord, she didn't show up for much for Bible study. I ministered to her about tithing and offering. Just didn't see it, didn't get it. You know, thought that no man had to tell her. Come on, you know how we think.
Come on, man.
That's unprofitable to you.
Yes, it is.
But on the same token, well, tell me about Sister Cheryl. Well, Lord, she was faithful. She came to church and she obeyed the word of God the best way she could.
Come on, Pastor.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I have, no matter how large or how small this church is, I have to account for every person here.
Amen.
Because I am watching over your soul. And a lot of people don't believe that. There are some of you, Lord forbid, that will stand before God that may not ever repent of your sins.
Come on, Pastor.
But I have preached and I have taught the word of God to you in a manner in which you understand it, but you didn't accept it.
You're right.
And the thing about God is God won't let anybody leave this earth until they get a chance to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
But
it's up to you whether you accept it or you reject it. So you can sit in here from week to week and just wait till 12:30 till I dismiss you and think that Pastor just talking a bunch of yin yang and garbage and junk and stuff I don't understand.
Come on, man. Come on.
But one day I'm going to have to give an account.
That's right.
And a way that you can be a blessing to me is through by being obedient to the word of God.
That's right.
Every time you give your tithe, you're being obedient to the word of God, and that blesses me.
Amen.
Every time you're faithful, the Bible says, forsake not to assemble yourself in the fellowship of the saints as the manner of some is, as you see the day approaching. So every time you're faithful in church, that's being a blessing to me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every time you go out and win souls for Christ and bring people into this church that want to get saved and turn their lives around, that is being a blessing to me.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all are missing it. I'm not talking about writing me no check.
Come on.
I'm talking about being a blessing to your pastor.
Yes.
Y'all see where I'm going with this now. If you don't get the carnal things, then I'm not qualified to get the natural things. I mean, if you don't get the spiritual things, I'm not qualified to get carnal things.
That's
right.
Now, the third thing, I'm not going to hold you long today. I just got some points I want to inject into your spirit, man. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Verse number 19 and 20. The third way that you can be a blessing to your pastor is through submission. Let's look at this. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. If you're not knowing where these scriptures are, I'm asking you to write them down, take notes, get the tape, get the CD, so that you can hear these again. But 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?
Right.
Say this with me. Say, I don't even belong to myself anymore. You belong to God. The Bible says you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
So
your body and your spirit now belong to God. They always have. But when you come under submission to a local church and through the Lord Jesus Christ, you're being a blessing to your pastor because you're following the plan of God.
Amen.
God's desire is for everybody to be a part of a local church.
Amen.
I don't believe in church hopping.
Amen.
I talk to people all the time. Where you go to church at? Well, you know, I go here and there. Every now. God never called you to go here and there.
That's right.
God called you to get under a local church under leadership and submit yourself to that. Praise the Lord. That's being a blessing to me when you submit yourself to leadership. That means that, Pastor, I recognize through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the leadership that He's placed in the church that I voluntarily submit myself to this organization.
Amen.
God's organization, known as the local church. You submit yourself to the leadership that God has put in place.
Amen.
And that's a blessing. That means that you don't have your own way of doing things.
That's right.
Well, you know, when I was at Third Presbyterian, you know, we used to, the pastor there let us do fish dinners and chicken dinners and, you know, car washes for the youth and all that. That's not voluntary submission.
Come on.
Submission is you don't always necessarily agree with what is going on, but you voluntarily submit yourself to follow me as I follow Christ. Let me give you a word. Y'all know I'm good at that. If you're waiting to find the perfect church, you ain't gonna find it.
That's right.
Because a church is not made up of perfect people. It's made up of imperfect people. And people have had experiences in churches that have been unfruitful, and then they want to tag that to every church they go to. And you spend your whole life waiting around trying to find the perfect church, but in reality you're saying, I'm not willing to submit to anybody.
That's right. Amen. Amen. That's right.
You are a blessing to me when you submit to God and you submit to the leadership of this church.
Amen.
When you become a member, you fall under the hierarchy that this church has set, my wife and I, the leadership here. Well, I don't think Minister L.A. should be the youth leader. That's not your place.
Come on.
It's voluntary submission. I'm voluntarily submitted to an apostle. He didn't come put a gun to my head and say, you join my organization.
That's right.
I voluntarily submitted myself, my wife, and this church to somebody else.
That's right. Amen.
Because that's the order of God. God never called us to be an island unto ourselves.
Amen.
Am I doing all right?
Amen.
So the third way to be a blessing to your pastor is through submission. That is a blessing to me because you show me that you're understanding the order of God that's being ministered to you.
Amen.
I make a lot of jokes about it, and I say, you know, if you're waiting on a word to know whether or not this is the right church, that I make a lot of jokes about that, but I'm really being serious.
Amen.
Because you have to understand that God has called you to be in a place, and when you voluntarily submit to the order of God, that blesses me.
Yes, sir.
Because now you come under covering.
Yes, sir.
Now I watch for your soul. I just don't know you.
Come on.
I know Cherie. She goes to our church. But it's a difference when Cherie is under covering and submitted, and my wife and I are her pastor.
That's right. Amen.
You understand the difference? Just like you know my daughter. But it's a whole nother horse of another color if she was your physical child.
Amen.
It's a difference there. Because now there's another level of care that's required from the... Are y'all getting this? It's another level of care. When my daughter comes and spend time with you, you know, if we don't bring no food and snacks, I know you don't do that, but that's not really your responsibility. Oh, Pastor, you're making this too clear to me now. If we don't bring no snacks and food and clothes, that's not her responsibility to go out and buy that stuff.
That's right.
Because that's not her daughter, that's our daughter.
Amen.
But when you are voluntarily submitted and when she is her biological daughter, then she has a responsibility to provide the things that are necessary. And so it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. You can be a great pew member. You can give your offering, but I'm still not required to account for your soul.
Amen.
When you say, Pastor, I voluntarily submit myself to this church and to the will of God, then a whole nother level of blessing takes place because now you're in the order of God. And when people join this church, it blesses me because it shows that they're understanding what's being ministered to them.
Amen. Amen.
Number four, let's look at Acts number 2. I hope this is blessing you here.
Yes.
Acts number 2, verse 1 through 4. The fourth way that you can be a blessing to your pastor is through unity.
Yes, sir.
Let's look at this. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, look at this. They were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Yes.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. It didn't just voluntarily select who it was going to sit upon. But everybody, God, this is so powerful, everybody that was connected, everybody that was unified, got the corporate blessing Amen. Of the Pentecostal rush of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Yes, yes.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Yes.
Now, the fourth way you can be a blessing to your pastor is through unity.
Yes.
This has been a great challenge in the church to get everyone to be unified.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God for the anointing that is upon this house.
Amen.
Because I believe that we're all unified and that's a blessing to me.
Amen.
See, we're, hallelujah.
Amen.
See, we're not a church. We're not that old, but we're not a church where we're so large where everybody got their own way of doing things. You know, well, I know Pastor wanted it done this way, but we do it this way because it's just more convenient for us. That's not unity. If Pastor has everybody wear a t-shirt, then everybody should wear a t-shirt. Well, I don't wear t-shirts because, you know, it's too hot for me and it's too... Come on, man. I just ask everybody to wear a t-shirt. Very simple. And there's no blessing on that because everybody's not unified. Brother Marlon, Brother Ganny, myself, Brother Forrest, Brother Steve have all been in the military or serving in the military now.
Amen.
And one of the first things they teach to you is unity.
Amen.
Within 72 hours, even sooner than that, of you arriving at basic training, the first thing they do is they shave your head. They don't care if you got waves, dreadlocks, Jerry curl. They don't care about. They don't care if you just got it cut before you got on the bus.
Yes, sir.
You ever seen the drill sergeant get in the chair and say, "Drill sergeant, I just got my stuff cut for." Oh, okay, you good, bro. We're gonna let it grow out and then we'll cut. No, everybody gets their head shaved because we all got to be unified.
Amen.
Everybody put on a camouflage t-shirt. Everybody get a brown towel and a brown washcloth. Everybody get the same black boots. We even get the same draws. Y'all don't even want to go here with me. We don't wear the same draws now. Let me make that clear. They said, Lord, what the government? I know they were secret, but I didn't know it all like that. But we all get the same brown draws. I can't wear no briefs. I can't wear no boxers for them 8 weeks of training because everybody's unified. You go out the formation, everybody look the same. Only thing separates you is the name tag.
Come on.
Uncle Sam, U.S. Army, Uncle Sam ain't released me yet. Hello, I did 8.5 years in the military, so I know what I'm talking about. But there's power in unity. Because when they come to fight a battle, they know everybody's on the same team.
Yes.
And so it should be the same thing in the church, that the church is unified. First Lady ain't thinking her own thing. Warren's not thinking her own thing. Sound team not thinking his own thing. Sound team not thinking their own thing. Everybody is flowing under the vision, and there's a blessing on that. And when there's a blessing on that, God anoints it, and that's a blessing to me, because I don't got to waste time trying to get the church unified. Am I doing all right? I can spend my time trying to get this church at a position to where we can go farther, not clean up the mess that people keep making. Am I doing all right? I had people come in here, we doing building project, but Pastor, I think you should tear this wall out here and do this there. I thank you for your suggestion, but that may not be what God's showing me. When you're unified, there's a way you approach your man of God. It ain't, Pastor, you do this or you need to do that, because it's not your vision. Oh, Pastor, you just teaching to me too good this morning. You say, Pastor, can I make a suggestion? I don't come to your house. You invite me over, and I say, you know what? Y'all really need red towels and red bathroom set versus black. You say, what is wrong with this joker? All you need to be concerned about is using the bathroom. Now, that might look nice to me, and that might work good in my bathroom, but it's not my house. Am I doing all right? It's the same way in church. It is your church, but God give one leader.
That's right.
One visionary.
Amen.
And there's a way to approach your leader and your visionary when you have a suggestion.
Amen.
Am I doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Let's look at this last thing, and I'm going to let y'all go. Because y'all got chicken on the mind. She liked this kind of preaching, huh? We said, we don't get this over in Surrey County. Matthew 28, now I'm going to let you go. Matthew 28, 19 through 20. The fifth and final blessing that you can, the fifth and final way that you can be a blessing to your pastor is when you follow the great commission,
yes,
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The Bible says, go ye. That's not just directed to pastors and leaders.
That's right.
That's directed to the entire body of Christ.
That's right.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the earth. When you make a commitment that you will not just be a pew member, and you will commit yourself to telling someone else about Jesus, you're being a blessing to me.
Amen.
I want to ask a rhetorical question. That's a question that does not require an answer. How many people did you encounter this week that did not know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior? And you allowed an opportunity to witness to pass you by. That is a blessing to me when you have boldness enough to say, I see what you're going through, but you need to come and get what I'm getting.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I was in the store the other day, and a lot of times in my spirit, I've become so bold about witnessing. I want to just God will put people in my spirit to ask them if they're going to church. My armor bearer spent a lot of time with me. He'll tell you the truth. Be people I don't even know. Say, man, where you go to church at? I go, they start tap dancing. Speaking in tongues that they ain't even been baptized. Aya. Don't they do that, bro? They start tap dancing and speaking in tongues. And I already know they ain't in, they're not in church. And I know if they're not in church, they're not right with God. And I'm not saying you got to know the whole Bible to be a good witness, but I am saying there ought to be enough umph in you to at least invite somebody to church.
That's right. Amen.
That's a blessing to me, because all of us passed about 10 people this week that we knew won't save.
Amen.
I was in Walmart and had a flashback last night.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, I'm a young brother, you know, and I grew up around time Eric B. and Rakim was hot. I was going out on tape, but, you know, I was in the gospel section, you know, getting a couple new CDs for the church, and turn around, I saw, boy, Eric B. and Rakim's greatest hits. And I knew all the songs on there, Sister Gaines. Because, you know, when I was in the world, I was deep into Eric B., man. Them boys had it, you know what I'm saying? And so I made this little joke, but I didn't know somebody was around me. I said, boy, if I didn't know the Lord, and there's this guy standing behind me, he just kind of started laughing, you know. And I said, you know, I'm just kidding. But see, I blew an opportunity right there, because he was looking at the rap section himself.
Amen.
Most people that hang out in the R&B and rap section ain't going to church. Let me give you a word. Because what they're listening to don't glorify God. Jesus ain't trying to bump and grind, bro. Jesus ain't trying to be all up on it and drop it like it's hot. That ain't the nature or the ministry of Jesus. That's why Jesus don't get down with stuff like that. So that's an automatic indicator that they not saved. They don't know the Lord. But I'm being humorous, but how many people on your job? How many people you know ain't saved? How many of y'all know at least 5 people right now? No ain't saved. No ain't going, you know they ain't going to nobody's church. This church could be filled this morning with people.
Amen. Amen, Pastor.
Hello. But you know what? We miss our opportunities because we don't take advantage of the Great Commission. Well, Pastor, I'm scared. I don't know what to say. We won't like that in the world. How many of y'all brothers, when you met your wife or what have you, you had to take a step of faith, didn't you? You didn't know that girl? Hey, you know, let me do first lady, you know, because I can't do any other woman. Hey girl, you know, how you doing? You know how we do, try to be smooth. Y'all watch me, y'all single brothers watch me now, you know. You know, try to be all smooth, be a player, you know what I'm saying? Do like we used to do, used to get paid, right? You know, get $200, man, tell the teller. You give me 21s, you know. See, y'all gonna know how to do it next time, you know what I'm saying? You put a 5, 10, 20 over it, you know, really you got about $200, but look like you got about $1,000, you know. But, you know, you say, hey girl, you know, how you doing? What's your name? And, you know, can I get your number? Can I call you sometime? She said no, but she won't say in that 13 years ago. But my point is, we had to take a step of faith. If we never would have did it, we never would have got introduced to the person that we now spend the rest of our life with. Some of us mad we took that step of faith, anyway. Some of us mad that, Lord, if I wouldn't have never asked that girl to the party. See, I gotta let y'all go because y'all having too much fun now. So if you want to be a blessing to me, start winning souls for Christ.
Amen.
discipling them and making them a part of the kingdom right here in this local church.
Amen.
That's how you can be a blessing to me. Pastor, I brought 5 people to church today. That blesses me. I don't care whether or not they join. I don't care if they ever come back. But the point is, for at least for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, they hear the word of God being preached to their spirit, man. They may not be led of God to join this church. Some of them may.
Amen.
But it's a blessing to me because I see you allowing God to use you and fulfill the great commission of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all understand how to be a blessing to me now?
Amen.
So we're going to start being a blessing to our pastor. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. I didn't ask y'all for no money. I didn't ask you for no cars. I didn't ask you for a fine home or a suit. Be a blessing to me spiritually, because you know what? All that stuff, I can't take none of that with me.
That's right.
I'm going to get me an S430 black on black,
the
automatic start, top. But when I die or when Jesus come back, the U-Haul is not going to follow behind the hearse and dump all that stuff in the casket with me. I can't take none of that with me.
Amen.
I'm going to start wearing tailor-made suits. This is a nice suit. Y'all agree with that? It's a tailor-made shirt. You like that? Nice tie, nice shoes. But I can't take none of that with me. Sure, you can bless me with carnal things. But it means more to me to be a blessing to me spiritually.
Amen.
You follow me? Because that has an eternal weight in glory. Because through your account, I get an opportunity to develop and bring people into their purpose. Because you made a decision to open your mouth and say, hey, you go to anybody's church? You say, you're here today because somebody talked to you about church.
Amen.
Haven't been in church for a long time, have you? Developing into your purpose, learning how to love God. You're here today because somebody talked to you about coming to church. Hadn't been in church in a long time. Y'all are here today because somebody kept talking to you about coming to church. Now you're moving into your purpose. Y'all are here today because somebody talked to you about church. Getting your lives back in line, moving into your purpose. But we don't look at it that way. Because a lot of times the devil will have us to be in fear. Man, they're going to look at you funny. They're going to talk about you. So what? If you're going to be a fool, be a fool for Jesus. Because being a fool for Jesus will pay off.
Amen.
Amen? Amen? Let's stand to our feet.